The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is a HeadGum Original.
Hey, everyone. Before we get started with this week's episode, this theme song that you're about to hear is going to be a bit longer than normal. We're going to play the whole thing because it is a project that a bunch of our friends from the Review Review Discord put together, all collaborated on. And we are so excited. We've been waiting for this for a long time. And so we're very excited to hear it. So without further ado...
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
My time will surely post another time. One pod more.
Oh, it's not large to say.
But how can I live without it parted? One pod more.
Tomorrow you'll get love a day. And yet the water is reaching.
Oh. Oh my god.
You guys! Oh my god.
Who mixed that? Who that masterminded that?
That was so amazing. That was so amazing. They also said, oh my god. Okay, so Ryan sent it in. He says, to who may concerned, one more pot is finished. Oh my god, credits. Ryan as Valjean, Marius, and Enjolras. Arvmon Studios as Javert. Curvature as Thénardier. Just Steph as Madame Thénardier. And Jenna, aka Little Saint Jenna, or Little ST Jenna, Little's T Jenna, whatever you want it to be, as Cosette and Eponine. Lyrics by Cookie, aka 3115, and mixed by Ryan. You guys.
That was...
That was a, I can't, my face hurts from smiling.
The bar
I'm also crying at the same time.
Raised yet again.
That was so worth the wait. For those of you who don't know, if you're not in the Discord, go join the Discord because shit like this happens.
This
in
the is
the Discord.
Kind of stuff you're missing out on by not being part of the Discord.
They've been working on this for weeks and just remotely, like sending through voice tracks to each other. That was everything I could have ever hoped for. That was amazing. I feel so grateful, and that was amazing.
I say we end it.
The show?
Yeah, fuck it.
I actually had the opposite experience.
Not gonna
be
better
than
that.
It seems like this show resonates with people and makes them laugh, and so if it leads people to make... Oh, also for those of you who don't know anything, that was a parody of One Day More from Les Mis.
So aggressive to people who don't know Les Mis.
It's just because it's lame. It's part of the culture.
No, it's part of our culture. Not everybody went to theater school.
Well, they should have.
No, the world would be sinister.
Alf, awesome. You're wearing sunglasses inside.
Yeah.
I wear my sunglasses inside.
And your
so
demeanor is very
podcast
different.
During daytime.
Your demeanor is fully
Look,
changed.
The fucking sun, for whatever reason, is beaming through this window. If I take these off, it hurts. I have to wear these.
But now it's like your energy is... So it's like, do I care? It's like, do I want
do
your
I
eyes
care?
To hurt? Or do I want you to just kind of be like... I don't know. It's kind of giving like Roy Orbison.
I keep like licking my teeth. I keep going like... Yeah.
Before we started recording, Alf was like, it's the glasses, man. I'm telling you.
Something's different about me. No, I do think I might have a budding migraine. You know how British people say migraine sometimes?
I've literally never heard that.
Okay, to be clear, not all British people. I've heard it both ways. My family said migraine, but I have heard British people
I've
say,
I've never heard
I've got
migraine.
A bit of a migraine on.
I've literally never heard
maybe
that.
Maybe I just know one British guy who says it wrong.
There was something else that you said that you're like, oh, this British thing that like I've no
cachous.
One's ever heard in their lives.
It
I'm
was
cachous. What it was cachous. God
it was
damn
cachous,
it,
cachous. Not.
I've had too many cashews and now I've got a bit of a migraine on.
Oh man, I'm actually definitely allergic to cashews and I'm going to anaphylaxis with my migraine.
I don't have COVID anymore.
Okay, anaphylaxis, spill the tea.
I'm on day 11, so my quarantine's done, and I did 2 negative tests 48 hours apart. I am cured, I am healed, I'm on the other side. I'm stronger for it.
Well, yeah,
maybe the brain fog in a couple years will not, back that up, but I'm through it.
Here's the thing. You're in that sweet spot right now. You're in that post-vid immunity stage where you can kind of like go ham.
I can kind of do anything.
You can go
there is something that I do feel better like sushi. Having had it right before fall, like and there's a spike in LA,
yes.
So it's like, ooh.
Because it's
I'm not
always
as worried.
I feel like every year, like for the last 3 years, it's been like every time I have a COVID scare or have contracted COVID, it's been around Thanksgiving, December. It's like when I need to travel, when I need to do things, need to see people that I don't get to see very often. It's like, why can't I just have COVID in August? And you did that. You made that a reality for yourself.
And I did that. And I didn't lose my taste or smell this time. It was much easier this time. This is not me saying, like, everyone... Wear a mask.
Riley
get vaccinated.
Amstrad did the thing. Contracted COVID-19.
But it was easier the second time. I had like one day where I just felt like I was hit by a truck. And then, but I didn't have a cough. I didn't have a sore throat. It was just way really tired and congested.
Way easier for me the second time as well.
Yeah. And I was able to taste and smell, which was great.
First time was like, yuck. Second time was
speaking
like,
speaking of fall really quick, we want to get this out at the beginning of the ep. We have a fun little announcement to make.
Uh-oh. What could it be that they are announcing?
We, Review Review, is going to be part of this year's New York Comedy Festival.
Woo!
So if you want to come see Review Review's first ever, like, live in-person show, we are going to be performing at the Littlefield Theater in Brooklyn. Brooklyn, New York, Hive, rise up. We're going to be there Sunday, November 5th at 5:30 p.m. So we will link tickets. Everything. But yeah, New York Comedy Festival, Review Review, we are so excited.
And I know what some of you are thinking. A Sunday afternoon show?
We're very grateful. We're very excited.
There's no way that that's going to be good. And here's what I have to say for you. Imagine this. It's November. There's a little chill in the air. It's a Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
You come out. You see some absolutely rip-roaring, knee-slapping, tear-jerking comedy. That's
have a
us.
Drink with us. Have a little hot toddy.
Have a sip. Have a drink. What's that? Is that a musical? Is that Hamilton? And then...
have a sip. Have a drink.
What is it? He goes like, have a sip. Have a drink with me. Isn't that part of Hamilton? Musical. Anyway, you have a hot toddy. You have a PSL with a shot of tequila in it, curdles the milk. You chug that down. You come watch some comedy, and then you're home and you're in your fucking bed by 8 p.m. Doesn't that sound...
You can also hang out with us after.
Oh, yeah, you can hang out with Riley after, and then and then you can go to bed. It's like Sunday afternoon show, I think underrated.
It's kind of slay.
I think
it's
actually
kinda slay.
Pretty goated, so...
So we're very, very excited. Yeah.
I'm going to be going goblin mode at this one, by the way. I'm trying to use more Gen Z
slang. It's
because
of the glasses.
Yeah.
It's because of the glasses.
My riz and will be unparalleled.
Speaking of going goblin mode, you know where I want to go goblin mode?
Where?
I want to be a goblin in a shared bedroom with strangers. That's right. We're talking about European hostels today.
So we were last night, we were discussing this topic on the Zardy, on the Jeff and
Riley Jeff
Patreon
Zardy.
We'll plug there.
And that's a Zoom party.
And I come sometimes too, if that's an incentive or disincentive. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hostel, someone had suggested it. On the Instagram.
Oh, come on.
And I was like, yeah, let's do hostels. And then Riley goes, let's make it a little bit more.
I think Jenna suggested
it. Yes, Jenna, who is part of the Patreon. She suggested it. And Riley goes, let's make it more specific. And I go, okay. And she goes, how about European hostels? So she literally just narrowed it down to a fucking continent. It's like somehow that's more specific. Like, yeah, it's more specific, but not meaningfully. Yeah.
But it's more specific than just hostels.
Right.
It's more specific than just
hostels.
No,
you're so fucking right. I'm so dumb. I love hostels.
Talk to me about them.
Haven't been in one since COVID, crucially. I think the experience probably fundamentally changed for me by COVID. But like in the summer of 2019, I did some solo venturing around Europe and stayed in many hostels.
In European hostels, so there we go.
Again with this shit. Some of them were really, really great and an inexpensive way to get to see some really cool places. And some of them were hell on earth.
Right.
The one that comes to mind is when I stayed in a hostel in, it was either the Czech Republic or Austria. I can't really remember. I was drinking a lot. And I stayed in a hostel where I shared a room with 31 other men.
You are lying. You are lying.
The bunk beds were four high.
No,
four bunk beds high.
Death trap. That is a death trap.
There were eight bunk beds that were four bunk beds high, and I climbed to the tippy top because the top one was the only one that was out. There were only top ones open.
But also, to be fair, that's probably the safest one to be in.
I mean, safest by what metric? Safest in, like,
safest
you're not going to get
if it all came down.
No,
yeah, exactly.
Absolutely not. Because it's the reason it's the unsafest is because then when you go out on a fucking pub crawl and you're in your bed pissed as shit at 3 a.m. and you suddenly need to go to the bathroom, you are drunk climbing down four bunk beds worth of, like, a rickety...
Four flights of
also,
bunk beds.
Also, to be clear... You're picturing this bunk bed in your mind. I know what you're not picturing. It being made of wood. It was. It was made of the the creakiest wood imaginable. So I did that, and that was pretty much a low moment. I also was woken up drunk. I wasn't drunk this time, but someone else was drunkenly woke me up in the middle of the night at a hostel in Belgium and was like, "You're in my bed." And it was like a whole thing where he was like, he thought I'd taken his bed. And I was like, no, man, you were sleeping over there. And it was pretty unpleasant. But then I also stayed in some really nice ones. There's one in Aberdeen I stayed in, which is really nice. A couple others in Venice I stayed in were really nice. So real mixed bag. Anyway, enough about me. What do you like about hostels?
I've never stayed in a hostel.
Oh, they're incredibly hostile environments.
Well, because I think whenever it's like I remember after studying abroad in
I
went to Lambda.
Hey, fuck off. Go ahead and fuck off.
But I did some traveling around Europe with some friends after that, and we just like pooled money together to get like to share hotel rooms. I think I was just too nervous.
No, I mean,
I know that
you...
hostels are a great and inexpensive way, but I think it's just like the I don't know, being a young woman and traveling.
No, absolutely,
I just,
it's a whole different game.
There's a part of me that just gets it.
But also,
just makes me nervous.
Also, I would never stay in a hostel if I wasn't on my own, because you're right. The more people that you have, the more it's like we could just have the same experience of like being uncomfortably cramped in a space, but with people we know. For the same amount as we could be cramped in a space with strangers. So
yeah.
I would never do it if I was with like three other people. I was just doing it because I was on my own. And I was also like living off of like €15 a day. I was having like a croissant and an apple for like all of my food.
Well, and
for
that's
the day.
On an eating disorder. And
no,
that's and that's
no,
on an
no,
eating disorder.
No, that was actually the luxury, the beauty of traveling the French Riviera.
But yeah, I've never stayed in one, but just hearing stories like that. I mean, my God, I can imagine what a way to meet people. What stories
of
like the kinds of people you meet at a hostel. And so when I was looking them up, it's just like a bunch of different kinds of hostels. It's like there's and I did see it's like hostels that are highly recommended for like solo women travelers or hostels for families, hostels, party hostels, like all a lot of different kinds that are really affordable, you know, and the cheaper it is, maybe you might get 31 people to a room and four bunk beds stacked on top of each other. But still,
but also,
it's like if you're traveling around.
The pricing is fucking random because, like, I think I paid the same amount for that one as I paid for this one that I stayed in Berlin that was super nice. And I was only with three other people in the room. There were two bunk beds. Mm-hmm. And so it's like the pricing is so random. That one was crazy because I went on a pub crawl with the two guys from Newcastle who were. Who were there they had literally it was a like Wednesday they flew in on a Wednesday night to go partying in Berlin and then were flying back to Newcastle at like 4 a.m. to go to work on Thursday.
To be fair, I have also done when I was in London I did do like a 32-hour trip to Berlin.
This wasn't 32 hours, this was 9 hours. Like
yeah, no,
they didn't
wild.
Even and so I that's remember wild. I went out drinking with them and I like reached a point at like 1 a.m. where it's like I'm going home. I went back to the hostel. I wake up the next morning, they're gone. They've had to go catch their flight, but in their beds are two enormous potted plants. that they had
into plants.
That they had
they turned
stolen.
Into the plants.
No, I don't.
They
think,
met a witch.
No,
and they
I don't.
Turned
think
oh my god, Alf, that was
no,
them. They didn't go on a plane. They literally
I
turned
think,
into plants.
No, I think they drunkenly stole them and then
no,
put
I think
them in
they
the
met
beds in the hostel. No,
I think
okay.
They met a witch.
Okay, let's play that out. I'll be the witch. Wait.
No, that is wild. They just left it there.
Anyway, hostels are they're fun and they're a fun thing to do while you're young, but the age as I age.
And you are so old.
I'm ancient. My back, my neck.
I think just talking about age and hostels, I think it's going to be like the most youthful episode.
Yes, I love that.
Like,
I think
we're still young.
Carefree.
You know? Carefree.
Kind
the
of
most...
just like freedom and like COVID is over. You don't have COVID anymore. There's a freedom
that
in that.
That means it's over. That
it's
going to
be the summer of love in September, man.
It's
going
to be the freest. It's going to be the freest
the
episode.
Freest,
the
youngest.
Freest. Youngest, healthiest episode.
The lithest episode we've ever done.
Ooh, lithe. It's the lithest. This is the lithest. This is officially the lithest episode.
Hey there, the lithest. What it's like.
Do you want to start or should I?
I would love it if you started.
Okay, go crazy. This is for, it's a party hostel. It's ranked at least on this website, which is like not TripAdvisor, not Yelp or anything like that. I'm forgetting the name for it. I just took screenshots and then I close out the tab. But it's ranked
classic
as the number one best party hostel in Berlin.
That's saying something.
It's called the Circus Hostel.
Oh, fucking hell.
It's ranked out of 10. So it's 10 out of 10.
Whoa!
This is from AC.
Okay. This one comes from Air Conditioning.
You are a piece of shit. And this is from August 19th, 2023. So this was very recently.
Whoa!
Air Conditioning. 10 out of 10 writes, this was a perfect ending for me. Oh. Everything was as it should be. Not having AC was not a problem for me as there are some small ventilators.
This was a perfect ending.
To what? To what?
Genuinely to what?
Genuinely to his life.
to his trip, I imagine. But kind of ominous.
This is how I want to go.
Walk into a hostel and you're just like, fuck. I could die here. I could fucking die in this place.
A family comes in, like recently bereaved family. Rings the bell, front bell. Oh my god, I can't believe we have to do this. Excuse me.
Hey!
Do you work here?
Yeah, what's up?
Hi, this is highly unusual. I'm sorry, my brother just passed. And my family and I, we just came back from...
Condolences.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, he was sick for a long time, and so it...
What did
it
he
was
have?
Almost kind of like a mercy. He had pancreatic cancer.
Oh.
Well, right. Oh, yeah. But he actually, it's kind of been a wild goose chase for his wishes after his death. But he led us here. He wrote a letter to us that the coroner found in his suit jacket pocket.
He died in a suit.
He died in a suit. He was a fancy guy. And he said, if you want a taste of the life of the party, parentheses, aka me, smiley face, go to Circus Hostel in Berlin, ask for Peter. And he'll give you everything you need to know about, well, me.
Wow, that's heavy.
You wouldn't happen to be Peter, would you?
No. My name's Jasper, but I can get Peter. I think he's in the back.
Peter's here. Oh my god.
Yeah, he's on towel duty.
Well, that'd be amazing. I mean, my brother clearly connected with him a lot, so
sure.
If there's anything else I could learn from him, I would be honored to meet Peter.
Sure. I guess I'll grab him. Do you want to sit down? There's a bar. Do you want to wait in the bar?
You know what? Yeah, Papa could use a drink right about now.
Oh, okay.
Get to the bar. Dirty Shirley, please. Extra dirty.
Coming right up.
You're French. Oui. Wasn't expecting that here in Germany.
Bienvenue à Berlin. Everybody is a transplant here.
Oh, cool. Kind of like a melting pot. You know, my brother, Frank, he loved fondue. Speaking of melting pots, that's just a little bit about him. Sorry, this is really hard being here.
Was this Frank, your brother? Any chance that he was quite a fancy gentleman?
Yeah, he was. God, he was kind of the fanciest guy I ever met. Mm. He always wore a suit. I mean, yes. My God, the man loved a suit. Hair perfectly coiffed.
Yes,
all the time. Had to be. That was so Frank.
And yet, he went through all this effort to coiff his hair, and then he hid it under his fedora.
You met Frank.
Of course. Always in a fedora, never in a bad mood.
Yes, that's him. He was happy-go-lucky. And if he wasn't in a fedora, he was in a pork pie cap.
Absolutely. I have to say, I'm slightly concerned by your tone of voice. You are saying past tense. He was. Has Frank moved away?
He has moved away. Yeah, he moved away.
Back to
the great unknown.
Oh.
To the Poughkeepsie in the sky. That's heaven, all right.
Oh, he has passed away.
Frank passed away yesterday, actually. He had pancreatic cancer, and it absolutely ravaged him. So I'm here to meet Peter, who, you know, he left a note in his fancy suit saying that Peter kind of changed his life at this hostel.
Absolutely. Well, you cannot go wrong with Peter. He is one of the nicest men I have ever met.
Well, you seem pretty nice yourself.
Oh, may we? Would you like to connect with your brother? Have his favorite drink, perhaps?
Oh, my God. Yes, I will say also about my brother. He's the fanciest guy I ever met. Mm. And I can't believe he was staying in hostels around Europe. He could afford really nice hotels.
Oh, but Efgar's from his microchip business. He told me all about it. But
yes,
the
dog microchipping. He could all, you know, he was very concerned about people being able to track their dogs.
And it was a lucrative. But no, may we. He was a kind man. He would rather spend his money on others than on himself. And he gave everybody here a sense of happiness and amount of money before
he paid.
Left.
Well, my God, how much did he pay you?
Not crazy, like 30 euro, but it adds up.
For a drink.
Right. Well, there were like 20 people here. So it's, you know, do the math,
that's
about
a good
600
amount.
Euro.
I would love to have his favorite drink.
Okay.
I can remember, it's just kind of a neat scotch. That was how I knew Frank.
No. That is not the Frank that I knew. The Frank that I knew was always drinking what he called worm bombs. It was a glass of absinthe that you drop a Jaeger shot into.
Are you sure we're talking about the same Frank?
May we?
Because Frank was... This is the Frank who cleaned his pocket watch 3 times a day and always had to have his shoes shiny enough that he could see his reflection. So it doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would have a worm bomb.
Oh, but yes, Frank, he was the man who was always wearing a pocket square, never not drinking absinthe.
Wow. I guess there was a lot to Frank that I didn't know.
Perhaps you did not know your brother as well as you thought.
That was really out of line.
No, I just meant it was clear.
I'll take a worm bomb, but I'd really like to see Peter, please.
Okay, I will make two. One for you, and one for moi.
I don't want to have a drink with you because you're kind of stepping out of line.
Okay, Peter can have the other one then, if you're going to be a... Whatever. All right, here he comes now. Here he comes. Here's the man of the hour.
Peter?
Howdy, howdy.
Oh, howdy. Again, was expecting a German man.
What can I doze you for?
Well, you can doze me for a bit of clarity and maybe a little bit of solace. I hate to say this, but my brother Frank, you may have known him as the fancy man in the fedora.
Well, by howdy, I do.
He lost the battle. He's no longer with us. He's in the Great Poughkeepsie in the sky. And he left a letter saying that you kind of changed his life over here.
No way. That's wild.
Your accent, it's amazing. It's kind of a chameleon. You started off with, I thought you might have been from Texas or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind of from Texas by way of, I spent some time in Stockholm and you know, we're European here. It's everybody is...
Melting pot.
Yeah. He takes off his enormous cowboy hat. I'm really sorry to hear about your brother.
Thank you. He really, I was never a hostile guy in my youth. And Frank wasn't either, but it seems like this place, these people, this country changed him.
Can I show you something?
Is it having to do with Frank, I imagine?
Yeah. That would be crazy if I had just said, like, ye doggy, let's get it going and go see something that has nothing to do with your brother.
Like a baseball card collection. That would be crazy.
I have a stamp collection that is really,
I don't need
really
to see
good.
That. That's okay. All right. Shh, please.
Let's go.
You're the man who I came here to see. So yeah. If you have anything else that could help me learn a bit more about the brother that I guess I never knew, I want to see it.
Yes. Come with me to the back patio. It's going to be a really good time.
Go to the back patio.
Go to the back patio. You see 35 people all wearing suits in fedoras with glasses of absinthe in their hands. You see, this was Yi Dogi Frank's influence. He was a crazy guy who loved to party, and he was always partying and always dressed nice. And his influence has made this place crazy good.
Everyone cheers.
Yi Dogi Frank.
Wow.
We drink to you.
Oh my god. So you all knew Frank.
But of course.
Can I just ask? I won't take up too much of your time. This is, I honestly don't know how much my heart can take this. It was so recent. I miss him so much. Can I ask everyone to go around and share, I don't know, something about Frank that made them smile? I can start.
No, no. Please, let me. I'm the waiter.
Well, I'd like to start because
I'm his
brother.
I'm the bartender from before, you remember?
I don't like you very
much. I offended you very, very deeply.
Yes.
Your brother Frank, one time he saw me and I was crying over a femme fatale, a woman who had broken my heart.
You are a Pepe Le Pew man.
And he passed me his Garfield print pocket square for me to blow my nose. And he said, cheer up, bucko. It is always gonna get better.
And ye doggy Frank.
Ye doggy Frank. That really changed my outlook. And now I only date women who are right for me.
Ye doggy Frank.
You know, like 10, 15 years younger.
I don't like you, and I don't like your whole thing.
Okay.
Your whole thing is bad.
I have to inventory the bar. I will leave.
I can share a little bit about Yi Doggy Frank.
Is everyone here kind of by way of Stockholm?
Yeah.
Yi Doggy.
You know, Berlin to Stockholm is not a long flight.
It's melting pot. We are in the melting pot.
I'll be honest. Sorry, Peter here again. I'll be honest. We have real questions about Melanie. I think she might be faking the accent, but we've never really caught her out, so we don't know.
Well, I can be honest about this. I am from Bloomington, Indiana.
You see?
But I feel like my heart has always been on this side of the water pond. And so I kind of feel like I am part of the culture in a way.
Nobody talks like this here. Except her.
I can share about Yi Doggy Frank.
Ye doggy Frank.
Ye doggy Frank. Ye doggy Frank was, I am not ashamed to say, a wonderful lover.
Oh, my.
Oh, we don't need to get into that. No, I think it's important you know this about Ye doggy.
I would like to hear this.
You suck.
May we?
Ye doggy was selfless. Ye doggy was gentle but rough when I wanted him to be. Ye doggy changed me from the insides outwards. He cut my hair in the most intimate way. He looked me in the eyes as he trimmed my bangs and said, "This will be a good look for you, Melanie."
Wow.
I didn't believe him at first, but then I walked out on the streets the next day and boom, a modeling scout saw me and handed me a card and said, "You got what it takes?" And I said, "Oui." And so that was Frank's doing. He knew what I was capable of. Ye doggy Frank.
Ye doggy Frank.
Ye doggy.
Look, I don't want to be out of a line here, but
is the bartender again? Is it you?
No, I'm Peter.
Can you tell? Sorry, it's Peter. It's Peter.
I'm from Texas, by way of Stockholm. Anyway, would you like to share a little story about your brother?
I would love to. It means so much to me to see you all here. I'm kind of confused because I came to break the news about his passing, so it is a little bit confusing. I don't know if you guys were all just here dressing up as Frank or
what
that was about. It's Ye doggy day.
Wednesday was Ye doggy day. He made it happen, and we have not stopped since he left. We did not know he was dead. This was normal for us.
Ye doggy Frank.
Melanie, I swear to God, I'm going to find out that you're lying about the voice, and you're going to be so fucked.
I will share, Frank, you know, our parents weren't the best parents. But that's, you know, they tried. They're from a different time. And so they never said, "I love you" to us. I don't think we ever heard our parents say that. But after, you know, we'd hear mommy and daddy fighting in the other room and I'd get nervous, Frank would hold me in his sinewy arms. And he would say, "They love you, buddy. They love you, William." And I would say, you don't know that. And he'd say, "I sure do. Why don't you ask them?"
What a weird thing for you to say.
And I'd say, "But they're fighting." And he goes, "Try." And so I would say, "Mommy, do you love me?" And Frank, as our mom, would go, "I love you, William." And then he'd be like, "Now ask Daddy." And I'd say, "Daddy, do you love me?" And he would go, "I love you, William." So he was always there for me, you know, even in the darkest
of times. Holy shit. That is one of the most depressing things I've ever heard. The grimmest stories. And I am a bartender at a party hostel in Berlin.
You need to get
out of here. You bum me out so freaking hard, man.
Yeah, we do not like to remember Ye doggy Frank as anything like weird or sad.
Most of my memories of Frank are very, very horny, and I love it this way.
We would like for you to be leaving and for us to continue Ye doggy day.
Melanie, I swear to God, that was so different than before. You are obviously lying.
I'll go. I'm sorry. I want you guys to keep your memory of Frank alive in the way that you see fit. But I just wanted to say thank you for...
You're welcome.
Clearly not you, bartender. Thank you to everybody else for giving him the happiest memories. Ye doggy Frank.
Ye doggy Frank. Can I have a goodbye kiss?
No.
Okay. Have a blessed day.
Ye doggy Frank.
I'm very religious.
Let's take a ye doggy break.
Let's take a ye doggy break.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on, and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp. Hey, Podcats, listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you listen to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan favorite characters. But the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday, wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Ye doggy Frank, we're back.
We are back from the break. I will say about this this little one we just did. I'd like to formally apologize to the fact that we lost every single European listener during the course of that scene.
Yes, it is very. I am very sad that we will no longer feel them tune.
Just like not only turn the episode off, but unsubscribing from the podcast and their podcaster of choice.
100%.
Also, yep. I don't know how. I think I lost touch of the intention. I don't think that was the most lithe scene.
I disagree. I think the bartender was very lithe.
That's true.
I think
the bartender was quite
the
horny.
Whatever her name was,
Melanie.
Melanie. I think she was pretty lithe.
Okay. That's
Frank, good. I think in his essence was lithe
in his own way, his own fancy way. Should I read every review?
I would love if you would read a review for a European.
I'm not going to do a single accent during this next scene.
Doubt it.
Okay. This is for Heart of Gold Hostel in Berlin.
Oh, another Berlin one.
From Johannes S.
Johannes Spit.
Johannes Spit. One star.
One star.
This is for Heart of Gold Hostel in Berlin. No Heart More Gold should be the name of this hostel. Got into a Berlin nightclub time warp and foolishly lost track of time and had none left to take my sheets off in order to get to my train. The staff didn't care and refused to pay me back the deposit. No room for an exception. In fear of the boss, must be a horrible, sad being. There is no love there. A certain unfriendly attitude flies along even by just serving a beer. Stay away. It will make your trip more lovely. Winky face. So, you might be wondering what the fuck is that saying? Now, what a close reading of that, I believe what happened was that Johannes went to a nightclub.
Yeah.
Lost track of time.
Yes.
Realized they had to catch a train.
Yep.
Didn't have time to strip the sheets off the bed, which is one of the things you were supposed to do before you checked out of the hostel.
Also takes literally like 2 seconds to do.
And
does not take long.
So, the hostel kept the deposit.
Because it's the least you could do is strip the sheets.
Because you didn't do the one thing you were supposed to do.
Yes.
And then when you ask for an exception to the rule,
they're like,
because you lost track of time at a nightclub, they wouldn't make it because they were scared of the boss, who is a very unfriendly being.
But didn't Johannes Spit say, who I'd imagine, like, Johannes Spit doesn't know the boss.
That's true. That's true. They say, must be a horrible, sad being.
I also would like to draw attention to No Heart More Gold, which was a very misleading title for a one-star review talking about how they thought the service was bad, even though they're just doing their jobs and you were a bad patron in that, like,
well, I think
No Heart More Gold would, I would think, like, oh, they couldn't be nicer. They couldn't be more generous.
No, I think it means, like, they have no heart. All they're interested in is more gold.
Oh, is it No Heart, comma, More Gold?
It is ultimately No Heart, More Gold should be the name of the hostel with no punctuation. So No Heart, More Gold should be the name of the hostel.
I see.
But I think it's No Heart, More Gold should be the name of the hostel.
No, that makes sense. But it really was quite misleading of like, No Heart, More Gold.
No Heart, More Gold.
It's kind of giving, you know, the book that's like all about context and syntax, and it's like eats, shoots, and leaves.
Let's eat, Grandma. Let's eat, Grandma.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's eat, Grandma.
You coming up to the desk at a hostel trying to explain the situation?
Yeah. So, basically, I have to check out. My flight is in like 20 minutes, so I got to go to the airport right now. I did as much as I can, but there's a couple things I didn't have time to do, so I'm sorry about that.
Before you check out, could you please let me know the couple things that you did not do?
Oh my God, first of all, this is crazy. You're literally the first German person I've met here.
Oh, well, this is a melting pot.
Right, I've heard that. I did strip the sheets, but I couldn't figure out how to get the pillowcases off the pillow, so I just said, fuck it, I left the pillows. And
oh, no, you did not take off the pillowcase.
I couldn't figure it out. I was like, is there a button?
You couldn't figure it out.
I think there's a button. Am I right about that? There's some kind of button there that makes it hard to get off. I don't know. Yeah.
You are pulling my leg.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. I couldn't figure it out. So I'm just letting you know, and I'm going to run now. I have to catch flight.
No,
so thank you so much.
No. You cannot leave.
Well, I'm just trying to get my deposit, but like it was like a 50 euro cash deposit. If I could just get that back. And then...
No, we cannot give you the deposit and you cannot leave the establishment.
Okay, well, first of all, you can't stop me. Okay. I know we're in Germany,
but
it's still a free country.
I know I can't stop you, but you when you came to the hostel, you signed the agreement saying that you would leave everything as it was and that you would strip the bed.
Well, the pillowcases were on the pillows when I showed up, so.
Well, now you are being, you are having cheek with me. You are being a cheeky
no cheek here.
Boy.
All right. I don't like your tone, first of all.
I am sorry to say this, but I might have to get the manager
Good.
Involved.
Yes, please. What's your name, by the way?
My name is Lisa.
Okay, Lisa, please get your fetch your manager for me.
And what is your name? Remind me of your name.
Gra.
Your name? No, I know for a fact that your name is not Gra, because that is a sound and that is not an American name.
Fine, it's Greg.
I'm
scared to tell you.
Greg. You will not be scared of me when you are meeting my manager. My manager is a very scary man.
Oh, I'm sure.
And he will be the one to be making sure that you will be taking the pillowcases off the pillows.
My flight is going to leave without me. I have to go.
Well, that is too bad. You should have learned to take off the pillowcases. I will not be giving that to you. Uh-oh.
Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, God. Oh. He's on his way. May God have mercy on your soul.
How do you know he's on his way all of a sudden?
Because I feel him. I feel him walking through the halls. May God help you, Greg. He's here, Mankman. Hello!
Hi.
I hear from Lisa that you are having trouble taking off the pillowcases.
No. Well, yes, that is happening, but that's not the real issue here. Sorry, there's something about you. The real issue here is that Lisa is not giving me my money back.
Oh, Lisa, that is not nice. He pays the deposit to make sure he gets it back at the end of his stay.
Right. Thank you.
I know, but he... Lisa, why don't you go take your smoko break, and then you can come back when you are done.
Yeah.
I will deal with this gentleman.
Enjoy your smokos.
Lisa, as she leaves, you just kind of like, you see a tear go down, and she just shaking. Now,
kind of an unstable chick.
Ha 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 ha.
Where you
that
find
is our
these
Lisa.
People? You should. I'm just like, I don't want to criticize you as a manager, but you should hire better staff than that.
Why don't you and I sit down? I can pour you. What
no,
would you like?
I don't
would
have
you like
a time for
OJ?
This.
OJ, would you like a coffee?
No, I have an airport
like
to get to. I have to fly home.
I just kind of like I put a hand on your shoulder really tight.
Oh.
Would you like an orange juice, a coffee, or a beer?
Coffee, I guess.
Good. I put you floppy down the chair. Now, why don't you tell me what could have possibly happened that you did not remember? You seem like a very smart man, Greg. You seem like you know how to take a pillowcase off of the pillow, Greg.
It's not that I didn't...
And I both know that you know there are no buttons to
there
having
was.
Being
there
pressed.
There literally was a fucking
on the
button.
Pillowcase.
You're fucking
Greg.
Calling me a liar when I literally was a... There was a button. There was a button.
Greg.
Wait.
You can be honest with me, Greg.
Fuck. I'm gonna miss my fucking flight.
Greg.
I'm going to be late. I'm not going to like make it back in time for work.
Greg, you and I will not be having standing up from the table unless you tell me what it is that really happened in that bedroom.
I shit myself in a club. I was dancing and I took a hit of something and I didn't know. It was a popper. I did a popper for the first time and it made me shit myself on the dance floor. And so I was like, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. I have to get home for a flight. So I ran back to the hostel and I used the pillowcase to clean the shit off my ass. And so I can't give you the pillowcases back because I used the pillowcases to clean the shit that was all over my ass because I shit myself. Is that what you want to
shit on your ass?
Is that what you want to fucking hear?
Greg.
Keep the fucking 50 euro. Just let me go home.
Greg,
I had a
Do you think I am a stupid man?
No. What?
Do you think I am a patsy? Do you think I am a patsy man?
No. You look really smart to me.
Do you think I am one who takes kindly to half-truths?
You don't believe Greg. That I shit myself.
Greg, I believe you look like a man who has shit his pants.
Right, so what's the fucking damage?
But Greg, I know that is not the whole story, Greg.
Please, don't make
Greg,
me.
Greg, do you want to make your flight back home to Jacksonville, Florida, Greg?
Yeah, it's so bad. I have a...
Now, Greg, I bet you're wondering how I knew that you are from Jacksonville, Florida.
I assume it's because I had to give you my passport to scan.
It's because
when
you had to give me your passport to scan.
That's not
now,
weird.
Now, Greg, I have your passport, Greg.
What? Wait, what?
I took your passport because I know that you will not be leaving until you give me the entire story, Greg.
Okay, can you...
Now, we can do this the easy way.
What?
Or... I could bring in Lisa, and she could also listen to this story, Greg.
No, please don't make her hear
Would
it.
Would you like me to bring in Lisa?
No, please don't make her hear it.
Greg, you have to stop writhing around in your seat.
Okay.
Now, you shit your pants at the club.
Yeah.
You use the pillowcases to wipe the shit off your ass.
Right.
And then...
I put on my clean clothes again to come downstairs and check out. And I was waiting for the elevator. And it took a really long time to come. So I was like, fuck it, I'll take the stairs. So I took the stairs and I slipped in the stairwell and I shit my pants.
You shit yourself again.
I shit myself again. And I had no more clothes that were not shitted in. I had shitted in all of my clothes. So I ran back upstairs and I took the pillowcases off someone else's bed and I fashioned these shorts that you're looking at now.
Now, Greg, do you want to know how I already knew this half of the story?
There's CCTV, right? There's closed circuit television.
Yes.
Right.
And, Greg, it is very clear, Greg, by looking at your pants, that they are made of pillowcases.
Right. And there's still some shit, probably.
And there is still a little bit.
Right.
Yes.
How much is a man's dignity worth? 50 euros?
Oh, Greg. For you, not as much. But
what?
I will let you go. You will not be getting your deposit back.
That's
for
fine.
For obvious reasons,
just give me
Greg.
My passport.
Greg, I will give you your passport, but you need to do something for me in return.
What?
You need to write a 5-star review on Yelp, Greg.
What? Okay.
You need to
sure.
write a review, and I need to watch you do it.
What? Now? No, I'll do it on the plane.
Yes.
I'll get the go-go in-flight Wi-Fi.
Do you,
I'll get
Greg,
the go-go
do I
in-flight.
Look like a stupid man,
No,
Greg?
No.
Do I look like Unpatsy, Greg?
No, not Unpatsy, no.
Greg, do you know how many people have left this hostel saying, oh, Utya, we will give you 5-star review, 5-star. And then they do not leave a single review. It is an easy thing to say, harder still to do, Greg.
Okay,
now, Greg,
okay.
Would you like to shit yourself
no.
a third time this day? Or would you rather
write the review? I said I'd fucking do it.
Out loud, Greg. I want to look over your shoulder and have you read it to me. Here is Unt Laptop.
What?
I change the translation to English. Unt. Write about how hospitable we are, how clean our services are.
Okay. I loved my time here. It was a blast. Five stars.
Greg.
What? That's a positive review. There's nothing wrong with... If you saw that review, you'd be like, that's a good review.
Greg, you hurt Lisa today.
No, she hurt herself.
No,
she was fighting me. She should have just given me the money.
Write about Lisa.
Okay. I showed up at the hostel and there was this really rockin' chick named Lisa who was super friendly and did a really good job, and I bet she's really good at her job, and I bet that no one would ever say she's not. And the manager, he's really really super nice dude who's also really helpful, and I swear none of these rooms ever smelled like shit. There was no shit anywhere in this place. I don't even know if people here can shit, because that's how little shit there was anywhere. I love it. It smells so fucking good. If I could never shit again, I would. 5 fucking stars.
His scent, Greg.
Okay, send. Dude.
Good.
Can I have my fucking passport?
You did a fantastic job today, Greg.
Thank you.
You will be having your passport back.
Thanks.
We ask that you never come here to the country of Germany.
Easy.
Or
done.
To this hostel ever again.
Something in your fucking food didn't agree with me anyway, so I gotta go. Okay, it's not the food. It's not the food. It was the poppers. We all know it was the poppers and that I have a weak constitution. Sure, whatever. I think I missed my fucking flight. Can I stay one more night? I don't have another flight.
Greg.
What?
You can stay.
Good.
But.
What?
You will not get your passport back.
If I stay?
Yes.
So I can never leave?
Correct.
Okay, then give me my passport. I'll find somewhere else.
Okay.
Piece of shit. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm a piece of shit.
Thank you.
I was talking about myself. Walks outside.
I love...
Bye, Lisa. Thanks for your help. I hope you enjoyed your smoke break.
So he lets you go.
Yeah. So I told him about the stuff.
About the shit.
Yes, the shitting myself stuff.
We all knew.
I know. I knew that. It was could have been so easy. How much is a man's dignity worth?
For you, not much.
I hear that. I hear that a lot.
You hear a group in the back of the hostel just go, "Ye doggy Frank!"
This place is fucked.
Now, let's talk about the liveness of those characters.
I think that at the beginning... Greg was not a very live character. He was quite aggressive and quite kind of like tense. And then in his kind of, there was a litheness and a youth to his groveling.
I think so. And like once the manager was able to kind of intimidate him, like I kind of imagine the manager being like a Christoph Waltz type.
Yeah, absolutely.
And once he was able to get Greg to open up, like that's where the litheness came in and the freedom of talking about the poppers and the shit. Yeah.
Alrighty, this is for the Cabanas Hostel in Liverpool.
Okay.
This is from Anna M.
Anna McCartney.
Anna McCartney, no relation. 5 stars. Such a nice hostel. Honestly, but the cleaning lady is very rude. The Liverpool woman who is always cleaning the bathrooms.
Liverpool woman.
Very, very, very rude.
So fucked up.
The Liverpool woman who is always cleaning the bathrooms. Very, very, very rude.
It sounds like you're watching the cable network news and it's like a local menace that no one has caught.
Rumors are flying again today about a Liverpool woman who has been seen sneaking into her neighbors' houses and disappearing into the night without a trace.
Coming at you, sorry, we breaking news. I am standing in one of the public market squares in Liverpool, and I have an eyewitness here who says that they saw a Liverpool woman in the local shops. It is unclear as to whether she was just shopping or if she was causing a disturbance, but I'm here with someone on the ground who did get eyes on the Liverpool woman before she scurried away. Sir, what is your name again?
Derek.
Derek. Okay, Derek. Now, can you tell me about the Liverpool woman? Was she frightening? Was she terrifying? Was she a danger to you or to others?
She got a bag of chips and a fucking Gatorade.
And so did she steal them?
Aye. Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's maybe more dangerous than we thought. Thank you. Sir, Derek, make sure you go home and you lock your doors and lock your windows.
All right. What channel is this going to be in?
Thank you so much for chatting here with us.
No,
okay,
but
Frank.
I want to see myself on the telly. What channel is it going to be in?
Back to you, Frank.
I fucking hell.
Well, that was truly bone-chilling stuff. Thank you. That was our reporter in the field, Anna. She was on the ground, live in Liverpool's famous Market Square. And we're going to be talking recently to a woman who has a little something special planned for this Christmas. But, oh, hang on a second. I'm getting a, sorry, everybody. I'm getting a report live in studio here. We're going to cut back to Anna. She actually has some more news live from Liverpool's world famous Market Square.
Hi, Frank. I know we are all very excited to hear about
the
joys around Christmas. But I do have a pair of, what do they say? They're sisters. Sisters who went to school with who we believe to be the Liverpool woman. And they called in the studio. They said that they have information on the identity of who the Liverpool woman might be. So we are here with, please remind me of your names again, ladies.
Cheryl.
And Tina.
Cheryl and Tina.
Cheryl and Tina, thank you so much for joining us today. Now, what information can you give us about the Liverpool woman?
We was in grade 12 with her. She was a right cow.
She was a right cow, and, you know, I moved to... Sorry, it's my first time on the telly. And now, Lisa, it sounds like you are not from Liverpool.
I can explain. Tina and I were separated at birth.
And so I was raised up in Glasgow, and my sister was raised down here in Liverpool. And so that's fascinating, ladies. But I'm really not interested to hear about the details of your separation.
No, it's a fascinating story, really. We met at summer camp. You know, I went to summer camp with her, and we saw each other, and we said, "By gum, that's me." And that's how we realized that we were secretly twins.
Oh, she's lovely. She's gorgeous, and I thought, oh Jesus, she looks a bit like me. And
also,
that's great.
Cheryl here again. I do need to mention my sister Tina. She spent some time in Ireland as well, so that's why she sounds like that a bit. Whereas born and raised in Liverpool.
I'm kind of what's known as a woman of the world. I'm kind of a nomad. And so I'm kind of just popping here to there. And so, you know, sometimes I've spent in the north of Ireland and sometimes back in Glasgow.
Now, Anna, sorry to interrupt. Frank, you're back at the studio again.
Thank you.
Sorry, we can't keep bumping Mrs. McNulty and her Christmas segment. So if you could just get a clear answer from these ladies on what exactly she did.
I am desperately trying, Frank. It kind of seems like they were in a bit of a parent trap situation, Frank.
Now, that's fascinating, but not what we sent you to Liverpool's world famous Market Square for, Anna. Now, please get an answer about this cow.
Ladies,
they know.
Copy that, Frank. Now, ladies, you had mentioned that the Liverpool woman is kind of a cow, which I know in British slang is she's not very nice. She's maybe a little bit mean and kind of stupid.
Right. Bit of a bitch.
Do you have any specific instances where the public should be concerned about the appearance of the Liverpool woman?
Well, when we were in grade 11, I was sat in the canteen having my crisps, and she came over and she grabbed the crisps and walked off. She was crisps mad. Absolutely.
She was crisps mad, all right. And another thing is that when we found out that we were separated at birth, we decided to switch places. And so I went down to Liverpool and my sister went up to Glasgow. And switched it. Birth, but right. Separated at birth, and the Liverpool woman, she tattled. She told everybody that we'd switched places.
Because, and I don't know, this might sound come as something of a shock to you, but we were trying to get our parents back together. You know, they had been divorced, and one of them took each baby, so we were trying to get them back together.
Well, Frank, I would just like to make clear, Frank, I know you can't see, everyone else can see, but these women are not identical twins. These women, are you even fraternal? It seems like one of you is maybe about 10 years older than the other.
I held back, so.
Great.
I'm sorry to interrupt again, but I have to say, Mrs. McNulty is in the studio and she is getting feral. We need to get closure on this segment so we can bump to her. So just go ahead.
Frank, I am desperately trying. All I have learned so far today is that the Liverpool woman is crisp mad, they said. And for our American listeners, that means that she loves potato chips.
Right.
That she is crisp mad and that she tattled on this kind of weird parent trap. I do have to question. I mean, I'm a journalist. I have to do my due diligence. Could your parents not tell they had different children because you two look absolutely nothing alike and sound very different?
Well, you know, we're not implying that the plan was flawless, but...
No, you kind of missed out on the... You didn't let us finish, is that no. When we got to each other's houses, the parents said, who are you? Are you one of my daughter's friends from school? Why are you in my house?
And then it was the cow that spoiled the whole fucking thing.
And then she called them and said, those are your kids, but they switched places. And so I guess if anyone were to be nervous about the Liverpool woman, it would be that she's a little crisp, mad rat.
Now, I have to ask, what channel is this going to be in? I really want to see me and my sister on the TV.
Frank, I hope that was enough closure for you, Frank. She's a crisp, mad rat.
I have to say, your ability to close is unbelievably poor. Reminds me a lot of our relationship. Can't commit.
Frank, I am
cannot commit.
Doing my best.
Anyway, I am going to bump your ass now and go right to Mrs. McNulty and her Christmas segment. Also, I want to ask the viewers at home, did it sound worse when I said cow than when the British people said it? I think it might have, and I want to say sorry. Anyway, going live to Mrs. McNulty now.
Well, thank you so much. I've waited for so long to be part of this channel.
And that's all the time we have. Thank you so much, Mrs. McNulty. For everyone watching at home, stay safe, stay indoors, and if you see a woman with crisps, punch her in the throat.
Should we do our last segment?
Let's fucking do it.
All week long.
I guess what's shaking me is our incredible accent work this episode.
This was fucking hard, man. This one was hard.
We did put it on ourselves to do.
We chose. Well, someone chose European. Someone did that.
So I just would like to apologize to our British listeners, to our Scottish listeners, to our Irish listeners,
German,
to our French listeners, Dutch listeners,
Swedish,
Swedish listeners, German, just kind of like general Euro across the board. To our Floridian listeners, to our Texan listeners, to our
Minnesotan. You did that one.
We cut that one.
We cut that.
That was the scene we cut because it wasn't good.
Right. That was the scene that we stopped after 30 seconds because it was shit.
A little peek behind the curtain.
A little peek behind the
curtain. Alf, what has been shaking you?
What's been shaking me is this damn migraine I'm developing. I really do have a headache. It's kind of a pain in the ass, but that's not what's shaking me. What's shaking me is, got a new, I ordered some vinyl, new record, and it was shipped to my house, and I inadvertently bought 5 copies of it,
Very cool. And so what's the record?
It's Hell Mode, Jeff Rosenstock. Great album. Great album
it's
art.
Elmo. It's Tickle Me. Elmo.
Elmo's new sing along with album. Sing along with
Elmo. Sing along with me. ABCs.
No, it's a great album. And I did accidentally order 5 copies, but I was able to get that resolved and they only shipped one.
Very cool.
But it came with, this is the real what shook me, inside the record as a little fun little gift.
Music.
They put an Airhead. And let me tell you, I haven't had an Airhead in probably a decade. And
what flavor?
It was watermelon, and it hit hard. I was holy shit. And I forgot I had it for like an hour, and then I was like, wait, I never ate the Airhead. And that was pretty fucking good. So my what shook me? Supporting the artists you love. Listening to music.
Your what shook me is getting candy.
And eating a little bit of candy.
What shook,
shook me? We're just gonna glaze over it really quick. I do have a new crush,
aww,
a new anthropomorphic crush, and ultimately, we're not gonna beat around the bush here. Unfortunately,
it's Mater.
For everyone,
it's Mater
including
from
me,
Cars.
Nope, it's not Mater. It is the devil from the Cuphead Show animated series. I will not be taking any further questions at this time. If you want to look it up, you can look it up. And we're gonna move right on past it. We're gonna move right on past it because it has been shaking me. It's been shaking me for a variety of reasons. It's been shaking me because it's like, what is wrong with me? It's been shaking me because it's like, I have good taste, and it's been shaking me because it's just like, what does it say about what goes on in there? And by in there, I mean my psyche. What's also shaking me is, again, reminder that we are performing. If you want to hear these amazing accents Woo! Live in person, we are going to be at New York Comedy Festival Sunday, November 5th, Littlefield in Brooklyn at 5:30 p.m. And we will link to those tickets, and you can find we will be posting about it online on our socials as well. Speaking of our socials, you can find Alfred on Instagram at Alfred Innit. You can find the show on Instagram at Review Review. You can find
and
it
you should
on-
follow the show on Review Review at on Instagram because we poll the followers for topics.
Yes, we do.
Including this week's topic, we came from Jenna, who also worked
thanks,
on the
Jenna.
Theme song. So,
yeah, thanks again for that theme song. And you can also, yeah, and go follow us, join the HeadGum Review Review Discord, because very fun things happen there. And also, Jeff and I still have our Patreon, patreon.com/RileyandJeff, where we do monthly Zoom parties and Q&A live streams, and we're also going to come up with more perks.
And if that's not enough Riley and Spa for you, well, you can get some more over on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley and Spa, and on X.com for as long as it lasts, at Riley Coyote, and as we say every single week on the show.
Every week.
Yee doggy Frank.
Bye.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.